An attempted federal government crackdown on travel perks for retired members of parliament is facing a challenge in the High Court. The original version of the Life Gold Pass allowed long-serving former politicians to take an unlimited number of domestic flights at public expense. Changes in 2002 limited the pass to 25 return flights. That was cut back again in 2012 to 10 return flights, with new MPs cut out of the system. The government now wants to scrap the Life Gold Pass altogether for the remaining former MPs. And one of those affected by this change is former Hawke Government Minister Barry Cohen. Barry Cohen, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Barry, it's been 25 years since you left politics. In that year, you've received a wage based on a percentage or a super on a percentage of an MP's salary. In real terms, that would be equivalent to $2.8 million from the taxpayer over those 25 years. Why are you going to court to get more?
Because we were promised more. We were told this is what we would get if we served a certain number of terms. I think it was 8 terms, I think we had. And once we served that, we were entitled to these benefits. Then they gradually cut that out. They cut that down to 25 and then 10 and then now nothing. And that's what's wrong. You can't make a promise to someone and say you'll do this, particularly when you're the government. And then decide when it suits you to roll it back and say you get nothing.
Well, I guess governments do make changes all the time. We think about superannuation. Those things get changed all the time. And, tax breaks get changed all the time. Put your case now, can you, Barry? Why should the taxpayer, in your view, continue to fund your business class travel, in your case, a person who entered politics 46 years ago?
I don't get any business class travel now.
Economy, is it?
I don't get any travel at all.
Well, don't you still get 10 flights a year? It hasn't the system.
No, I don't. I don't know what others get. I don't get that at all. I don't get any benefits at all.
Well, the government wants to cut it back to naught, but I thought that wasn't through the parliament yet. But, okay, you don't get any at all. Why should the taxpayer fund your travel?
Because it was part of the problem. We went into parliament, we were told if we served 8 terms, each term was 3 years, that's 24 years or whatever it is, we would be entitled to certain travel rights after we had to serve 8 terms in Parliament, first of all.
I suppose.
And then you'd get these benefits, and then bit by bit they cut them out. But I mean, it's reached the stage now where it's laughable. What was promised by the government was just reneged on.
I suppose a lot of people would think, though, you have had 25 years since you left, you have had a fair chop at it.
When you say we had 25 years, we had certain benefits at the time which we were entitled to because we'd been promised by the government that's what we'd get. And bit by bit, they've been chopped out until we got absolutely nothing. Now, people, when you're a member or a minister and you serve a lot of time, you're entitled to some sort of benefits afterwards. I mean, that's been agreed to for years. I'm not talking about something that happened a few weeks ago.
Is your issue, when back in 2012, the then Labor Gillard government cut it back to 10 return flights a year, would you have been happy with that?
Yes, very happy, more than happy. I never had 10 flights a year, anything like it. So some of the team members of Parliament, God bless them, worked the thing too hard. They got one bloke used to fly from Sydney to Brisbane and then spend the weekend there and then come back every weekend. That's outrageous. This should never have happened in the first place.
So are you saying you need this or are you just saying it's the principle of the thing? Because I think a lot of people listening will think you get $115,000 a year from the taxpayer now. Surely you're not having, are you having trouble making ends meet on that?
But that was the commitment was made to us when we first were elected. If we served 8 terms, each term being of 3 years, 24 years, we were entitled to these benefits. Well, we did have them for a little while, then they cut them out altogether. What sort of if a government can't make a commitment and honour it, that's a bit grim.
Is there any different to, as I say, superannuation? People have put their money aside in superannuation and then the government changes the rules and they're suddenly going to get taxed on what's in there or part of what's in there. Is it any different to that?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's a great deal different.
Why?
Because that was what we were promised by the government of the day. And we could take, back 25 years ago, you retired, you had certain benefits for the rest of your life. We didn't get them. We got them for a little while, and then they cut them out.
Are you aware of any current MPs or senators that support your case?
Oh, yes, a lot of them do. They don't say anything about it because they get pissed on from a great height by the public. You're getting things you're not entitled to. Well, we are entitled to it because we were promised them, and we did our part of the obligation, and they failed to do theirs.
What happens if you lose, Barry Cohen? Have to pay costs if you lose in the High Court.
Yes, I believe we will have to pay costs.
Are you prepared for that?
Yes. And I mean, well, I've already paid $3,000 into a fund for that purpose. So we've already paid a lot of money out, for which we've got virtually nothing.
Can I just ask you finally, the scorn and the derision that you've seen directed towards Bronwyn Bishop, a currently serving MP, of course, for her use of entitlements, has that given you any pause for thought in this action?
I'm not pouring any scorn on her. She's entitled to what she was promised, and she's not getting it. So that's her. She can fight that out with the government, not me.
Barry Cohen, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Barry Cohen is a former Hawke government minister, and he and several others are taking this action in the High Court.